New Year, New Burma. A radio story by Francesca Panetta and Sherry DeLise. New Year is always a turning point, and right now, Burma is in transition. After decades of military dictatorship, its people want a new start, a fresh leaf. And with promises of democracy, the country is now in transition. I'm Francesca Panetta, and in Burma, as they near the end of their year, and as they celebrate Tinjan, their annual water festival.
Tinjan. Tinjan.
Tinjan means change, and the water festival physically and metaphorically washes away the errors of the previous year, cleansing the path for the year ahead. This year, Burma's water festival sees the return of Phanjat, a rhythmical performance played out on stages every year during Tinjan. It's a kind of playful skit that pokes fun at misdeeds and mistakes from the year gone by, even mistakes of the country's leaders. Phanjat was banned by the previous military regime, and its return signals a new era, one with new freedoms of speech. But will its government listen? And is Burma using its newfound voice? Our narrator for this piece is Tijamin, Burma's water festival god. And he's down from heaven for just 4 days to decide. For Burmese legend says that it's his job to decide every year how his people are doing.
Day one, a journey.
Tijamin descends.
My name is Tijamin. I'm Lord of the Water Festival, guardian of moral law throughout the world.
After Lord Buddha passed away, Tijamin is entrusted to keep order in this world.
The story goes,
I've been around 30 million and 60 times 100,000 years.
But this year is special, for it's a new and hopeful chapter in the story that started when Aung San Suu Kyi was released from house arrest in 2010.
Phanjat's legal once more. I'll listen to how you use it.
Phanjat is, in English, I think its closest term is skit. Phanjat's relay, you know, public sentiments. One guy would start, and then the troop or the group would follow.
Phanjat means this rhythm and verse to explain their feeling to the people concerned.
And Phanjat is inseparable from Water Festival, joined like husband and wife.
People believe during the Tinjan festival, he came down to the heaven.
You can't see me, but I'm right here. Feel that breeze on your shoulders? You're not alone.
He has his tasks. He would observe how people are behaving during that period, 4 days.
I'll mingle among you. I'll listen. And I'll record your deeds in my books.
With the two books, the one book is made of the gold leather. If I did the good things, my story will be in the golden book.
My writing's neat. Your name, your deed. But I've got two books. One gold-leafed, one made of dog leather.
This is for the people who make the stupid things, yeah? He will be recorded in the dog leather book.
when we were very young, their parents would tell us that, hey, this is Tinjan festival period, behave, or you would be put on record, dog skin record of the Jamin. So our name, next to it, it's our deed.
But this year, Tijamin, what about you judge the people on how they're using their new political freedoms? Are they making the most of their newfound voice?
Tijamin, you come down to Burma every year, but this year you should particularly look at how people can express themselves. You would think that people can express much more freely than you saw last year. The Jamin.
Yes.
You must have listened to some of the Tanjats this year.
Of course, Sovin.
For as long as he could remember, Tijamin delighted in listening to his people's Tanjat, their chanting and poetry, making fun of the misdeeds of the authorities.
In the very early days, people who are very crazy about Tanjat, they started roundabout in February, even though Tanjat is in mid-April, to set up, what will be our topics, what will be our rhyme. They eat together, they sleep together, they talk together for 2 months, at least 2 months, to prepare the Tanjat. At that time, people make Tanjat with their passion.
I think Tanjat is really the manifestation of the freedom of speech. So this will be the barometer that you should watch out for. Listen. Jamin, listen. Jamin, listen. Listen. Jamin, listen. Listen.
Jamin, listen to Tanjat.
Day one.
But to whom shall I listen?
The Jamin, students have always been at the forefront, vanguard of all the movement in Burma's history. Even against the military rule, they are ready to sacrifice for the good of the country.
Day one, in Rangoon.
With Aunt Viritu.
I am Aunt Viritu. I am 22 years old. I am a student at the Dekong University, specialized in English major.
Thiri's bright. She's politically engaged. She started a student union.
But it's Thiri's pride we need to keep an eye on this year.
You know, my personality is complex. You know, I have lots of ambition. I want to be the policymaker. I want to be the ambassador. I want to be specialized in ethnic affairs. I want to be the new leader. Sometimes I have hope like that.
But Tijamin, sometimes Thiri's lazy.
Sometimes I just like the simple life. Staying at home, sleeping all day and eating. That's also the life I want. So, you know, there are so many characters of Aunt Viritu.
Thiri's downtown with her student friend, Zoyona.
The cafe. We will go to the cafe and...
She marches him across town.
There is good donuts. It's really nice.
Very delicious.
Past the market stalls, past dilapidated old colonial buildings.
What are you doing these days?
This is my holiday.
Of course it's his holiday, Thiri. It's Tijan.
Yes.
Okay, holiday. Our other friends.
When will the recipe here? She demands.
45 minutes.
She wants her donuts.
They come in.
The Jamin, you also been watching Thiri, the girl, the student. You may like her, of her activism or aspirations. But in Burma, sometimes when young people are growing up, they can stumble.
The jasmine tea is free.
Whether Thiri, she will follow the lead of her conscience, or whether she gets distracted to the other things, that's what she should be watching out for.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. I would like to become the greatest lawyer in Myanmar.
Oh, lawyer?
Yeah.
And you, what is your ambition?
Parliament representative. Yes.
Oh, you want to be the MP, member of
Yes, MP, member of representative. I will be elected at the 2025 election.
2025. Oh,
election. Yeah.
Thiri has ambitions too. And here, her pride comes out.
I will work as a young ambassador between the ATA generation students. Yeah. I'm boasting about that.
I feel very clever.
Do you know about ATA generation 88 students? They are like our big brothers and sisters.
In 1988, Burma exploded with protest.
25 years ago, but I remember as if it were today.
The violence is very serious. The first 2 days were basically peaceful demonstrations on the part of the protesters. Tuesday, the military forces started to crack down very hard, and there were reports of them firing into crowds, even pursuing protesters throughout the capital and shooting them.
For the first time in my many cycles of rebirth, I stood by helpless.
Troops have killed an estimated 1,000 protesters since Sunday, when General Saw Myung took power in what was termed a military coup.
The severe crackdown by the military has angered people, particularly in Rangoon, and people have reacted very, very violently themselves. They've had running battles with security forces throughout the city yesterday. There was virtual chaos in many parts of the capital. Protesters seized police stations, burnt them down. They also went on a virtual rampage of destruction through many parts of the capital, tearing up railway lines and destroying public buildings.
Many protesters spent years in jail. When released, they came together in a movement they call 88 Generation Students.
We all are 88 generation, so why not, you know, come under one flag, one group, you know, let's continue the political movement. So they become one group, 88 Generation Students.
Today, Thierry will meet one of these 88 Generation Students.
Mathilda,
yes, I know.
Yeah, you know.
Mathilda.
She was a member of NLD.
A writer. And a surgeon.
She was sent to prison for how many years, I don't know. What do you know about Mathilda?
I don't know, because I was born in 1993, so...
yeah.
Mathilda was one of the student activists. She was already a well-known writer at that time. Like many students, activists and leaders, Mathilda was rounded up and put into prison.
Brave traveler, she calls herself, and champion of Tanjat. Thierry's walked four blocks east now, script in hand, seeking tips for her own Tanjat from writer Mathilda. She's nervous.
Okay, siapa Minglawa?
Okay, Minglawa.
I would like to show the Tanjat made by my organization. This is called Myanmar Youth Union. We will make a Tanjat.
Tanjat is kind of quite a unique art form.
Yes.
It's not simply to make the rhyme, rhythm, harmony. It's also criticizing, but it's very positive criticism.
Yes.
It's never been pissing off anyone else. It's
yes.
Just, okay, let's think this way.
Yes.
Tanjat is making fun of the misdeeds by the authorities in a sarcastic, ironic way, but in a good-humored way as well. But the previous government, the military government, was very thin-skinned, so they never wanted to tolerate any kind of criticism. That's why they banned. They felt that they were exposed. Comparing to the previous times, then people feel they have a lot more freedom now. Still, the lyrics or the text of Tanjat were needed to be submitted to the authorities first. We think now Burma is free, but it's not yet very completely free because there are intelligence officers still taking down notes and following and checking you.
So should Thierry be worried?
For Thierry, she may be a little bit concerned because someone has recorded what she said and that could be used against her, maybe.
demonstration, boycott. But we don't achieve what we want.
You're with BBC World Service. I'm Francesca Panetta with New Year, New Burma, a story of newfound freedom of speech at Burma's Water Festival. A satirical Burmese performance art form banned for decades is back. And while student Ain't Theory Thu and friends are in rehearsal, people play the water.
Let's play the water. Day two.
Doom.
A journey. Let's play the water. Let's play the water. The water. Okay, time for the kids to play the water.
Throw your first drops gently.
Okay. First cup is for your good luck. Second cup is for your success in business. And third cup is for your good health.
We throw the water from one to another. Throwing the water means cleaning each other.
I like throwing the water at everyone, watching the people playing. I like to visit the houses and eat the food they offer.
During this Dinjiang, or the water festival time, we have the pump or the pipe, like a bicycle pump. So you suck the water out of the bucket, and then when you push it back, it comes a very strong, powerful water jet.
You hold the cup like that and...
We may be in a bus or a jeep, traveling. One person will be pumping up and down, and the other person spray back very sharp into their eyes and so on. They open up all the water hydrant, the fire hydrant. They're giving us with the real strong fire hydrant. Sometimes even the shirt sort of torn off, you know.
Play the water however you want. Sprinkle,
splash,
drizzle,
gently
throw,
pour the water.
So what is that thing, Jan? It means the change.
Change.
Traditionally, in the olden days, the king, the royal family, they threw the water with some auspicious plant, putting the water from one to another. So when he was young, they did the same way like that with a little pot.
Drench your friends and family and anyone else in range. Only keep the monks and elderly safe.
Nowadays, time is changing and they use a much bigger pipe, yeah. This is what he said, Tingjia, yeah? Tingjia means change. Change.
Tingjia.
Change.
Tingjia.
Change.
What change is it that you want, Theory?
This one, it's mean you don't like the old system. You are saying bye-bye.
Bye-bye
to the old system, the bad thing you don't like.
Theory's downtown in the student union office.
So your voice should be happy, like your English is happy, let's go, bye-bye.
Six floors up, sweltering heat. Fans on, scripts out, bossing the boys about how to perform.
To the new future.
Military region.
Yes, hi, bye-bye, we're going to the democratic region. Hi, bye-bye, stay, you know.
Military.
Yeah,
yes.
So this one. And yes. Next thing, like, ngaru bowa la ba'a, ngaru lene pendi jato, is more like hope.
Better
future. You want to build your future, better future. You are filled with hope in your heart.
Chin
Dear visiting friends, how are you?
Dear visiting friends, how are you?
We will speak true. Please listen to
this Tanja.
Tanja.
During the water festival, we are going to expose our feelings. To whom it may concern.
To whom it may concern.
We'll express our feelings from this
Tanja.
To whom it may concern means they can't really criticize the authorities.
We do not attack anybody. Listen to our voice. Please forget us if we offend. Thank you.
This is first time Tanja performance for our Myanmar Youth Union.
I want your team to be best. Yeah, we are trying from the revolution to the nation building. Yes, this is very nice.
This is the main thing of this Tanja. Revolution to nation building.
Oh,
wow. It has been united to the new age. To the new age.
To the new age.
Let's be united.
The democracy virgin, don't be destroyed in our hand. Our country will be developed if the education system is higher. The low price phones are coming out. Please reduce the cost of calling. Let's say bye-bye to the best system of the old age.
As I mingle among you, I hear this again and again.
Say goodbye to the old regime, the previous era. Please don't let us go backwards.
The German, you've also been watching theory, and then you may have formed your own opinion. But there were times in the past that the government deliberately planned traps for the young people on their ways. Whether theory, she will stumble on the path. That's what you should be watching out for. Ha!
Will Thierry stumble on her path? I'll have these words in mind here in Burma for my last 2 days. Already she's leaving her girlish concerns behind, but on the way she will have to learn her history.
The BBC World Service.
We have the headlines.
You're listening to The Newsroom, broadcasting from the heart of the BBC's new broadcasting house here in London. In the next 30 minutes...
But we go further.
That color alone has opened up Mars as a new world for me. When you grind just a little bit into the rock, Mars isn't necessarily the red planet anymore.
Telling it how it is.
They said, Shaima, you're going there at your own peril. We cannot protect you. So if Tahrir Square is a litmus test of the change in Egypt, it's not going in the right direction.
Revealing injustice.
It was police from this station who investigated the case. There are arrest warrants for the soldiers involved, but those men have not been arrested.
Reflecting on life.
When I started out, a computer was many rooms filled with huge amounts of electronics. The revolution has been enormous.
We are the BBC World Service, the world's radio station.
New Year, New Burma, a story of transition. But will its people use Phanjat to help political reform?
It's cover a lot issue.
Yes.
The problems faced by the students and also about corruption.
So did he or she have any experience?
Not really, he don't have. He did not have.
New Year, New Burma continues after the news.
BBC News with David Austin. The Philippine army says it's encircled rebels holding parts of the southern city of Zamboanga after a week of fighting which has displaced more than 70,000 people. The BBC's Southeast Asia correspondent says there have been continual exchanges of gunfire as troops edge into what they say are the last two contested areas of Zamboanga. Diplomatic efforts are being stepped up to secure international approval for a plan agreed by the United States and Russia to remove and destroy Syria's chemical weapons under UN supervision. The US Secretary of State is visiting Israel today to brief the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu before going on to Paris. China, France and Japan have welcomed the accord. Mexico is being disrupted by two severe storms, one on each of its eastern and western coasts. More than 5,000 people have been evacuated from their homes on the Atlantic seaboard ahead of Hurricane Ingrid. Tropical storm Manuel has battered the Pacific coast for 3 days. Officials in Afghanistan have said at least 27 miners who were trapped underground have been found dead. The men were working the Ab Korak mine in the northern Samangan province when part of it collapsed on Saturday. Thousands of people, many in distinctive religious clothing, have paraded in the Canadian city of Montreal to protest against plans by the province of Quebec to ban public sector employees from wearing conspicuous religious apparel or symbols at work. The Quebec government said the prohibition will foster unity among its citizens, but Canada's federal government said the proposals were divisive. And in one of the biggest sporting events of the year, the American boxer Floyd Mayweather has beaten his Mexican opponent Saul Canelo Alvarez for the WBC and WBA super welterweight titles by a majority decision. Mayweather was guaranteed a record fee of $41 million for the fight in Las Vegas. BBC News.
New Year, New Burma. A radio story by Francesca Panetta and Sherry DeLise. A story of Burma in transition. A story of their New Year's Water Festival. It's been 25 years since the 1988 uprising in Burma. The protests that saw thousands killed and imprisoned, followed by years of military dictatorship. But now Burma is seeing great change, and an old tradition that was once banned has been brought back to life. We're 2 days through Tinjam, the country's water festival. And this year, the festival sees the return of Phanjat, a performance that pokes fun at the mistakes of the country's leaders. Student Ain't Thiri Thu and her friends have seized the moment to take to the stage and tell the government what they want. Our narrator is Tejaman, Burma's water festival god. He's come down from the heaven to make his annual 4-day visit to Earth to observe the people's deeds. But what does he think of the way that Thiri and her friends are expressing their newfound freedom of speech? Tejaman?
Yes, my name is Tejaman. Lord of the Water Festival, moral protector of Earth. Here on Earth for 4 days, noting your actions, good and bad, in my books. But I've left my wives in heaven, and it's time for some laughs. So, check your rice balls for chilies. Wrap your phone up in plastic. Brace yourself and head out into the streets. But what should I look for as I stand close beside you? If I'm to judge, what do you want me to do?
Jamie, listen. Tejaman, listen.
Our country will be developed if the education system is higher. With the better health system,
Thiri and Marthita still together at the table.
The human resource will be developed.
Going through the script, line by line.
We will perform Danjia in this Danjia. Can you take a look for
sure.
The script?
Yeah. Yes.
And give me some advice for that. Some recommendation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So who did this Danjia write?
One of the union member.
Oh. So did he or she have any experience?
Not really, he did not have.
Not really, not at all. 20 years being banned, those students had never even heard it.
It's covered a lot issue.
Yes.
Basically, we were present about the voice of the youth, the students, and the education system, and also about corruption.
Sabyo
The university is very far from downtown, so students spend their time on school bus. Most of the students hang out in canteens. They spend their pocket monies to drink alcohol. They spend their money to play poker.
Did you include anything about the basic education?
No, not really.
But indeed, for me, I think the real basic problem is started from the primary education.
Yes.
Especially from the primary school level. Mm-hmm. So since all the students, they never learn how to learn.
Yes.
So why don't we touch that? If you make an art, you should leave something to think more.
And we here.
Yeah.
We are making a joke about the Minister of Agriculture to reduce 1 meal of the farmer. Yeah. Where is that?
The Jamin, one minister, caused huge uproar when he visited a village and talked to farmers, because the farmers are so poor, they are deep in debt. So this minister said that to repay, because not good for your next life if you die without repaying your debt. Wow, so live on only 1 meal and save, put aside. So it's performances in a way that they were ridiculing that minister. Why don't you tell your family members to skip both meals so that you become maybe lovelier and maybe you can, your daughter can keep her shape.
But it's true that owing a debt isn't good for Nick's life. Perhaps he has a point?
I love that clause. You put it and then make it your concern, not his joke, not only his joke, your concern, your youth's concern towards this farmers.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, voice of the farmer.
Yeah, voice of the farmers, or voice of the youth towards farmers.
Yes.
And you can also point it out, Where is the place to grow our rice?
Yeah,
because of the land confiscation, we have nothing to invest. If you suggest, shall we eat our flesh?
Yeah. What's next?
What do you think about this one? We are talking about telephone and we are talking about internet. Do you think we should put that in our danger?
Oh, yeah, you can also point it out, what the basic needs for this kind of communication. Even though you have the mobile phone, if you cannot use in everywhere in the country. Yeah. And internet, it's still good for the urban dwellers, but the rural dwellers, they even don't have yet the electricity.
Yes.
So
we did not put anything about electricity.
Yeah, it is good because the power can change their life easily.
Mm-mm.
Even though they want to learn, they want to read, they just sit under the darkness.
Mm-mm.
Just simple things, which can change their life, is very important.
Craft those words, Theory. Let your voice be heard. Be propelled by these gentle winds, my child.
Day 3, a journey. We have to wash our mind. We have to clean everything what we did, the dirty things. So instead of playing the water, we go for the monastery, like meditation.
Shade. Meditation.
Meditation.
Time to stop your merrymaking. For day 3 of the water festival, it's time to retreat.
The water festival cleans inside and out. I'm Dejamin, protector of Buddhism.
So I was arrested in 1993 and sentenced to 20 years imprisonment. My health condition was critically ill, and a lot of people thought I might die in prison. The most intensive thing is the pain. That made me thinking about what is the real freedom. Releasing from the physical prison. So I practiced meditation up to 20 hours per day. One of the authority told me, Madhiraj, you are free, we are not. So I knocked the door and told him, how dare you can say I'm free? I have been locked behind this door for more than 23 hours per day for ages. And he told me, you are free in your thoughts and words. We are government employee. We cannot see or think freely.
Meditate theory on the mistakes of the past. Train your mind for the days ahead.
You are lucky flower.
There were altogether 20 members in our group.
Oh, 20?
Yes.
So how many will...
Only one person were called and other people were support. They were answered back. Yeah. We trying to make Thanjat because as a young generation, we would like to stand on the side of the recommendation. Instead of demanding and criticizing on all the bad things to the government, we can give our advice. For this reason, we like to perform Thanjat this year.
Theory wants to know more. What brought Thanjat to its end?
Year to which year?
In 1989, we did quite a big and very unique Thanjat competition at NLD, at Nationally for Democracy. That one, I remember vividly, we make a big stage at the number 44, not the 54. Not in front of the Aung San Suu Kyi's house, but in front of our old NLD office. So the whole area, that University Avenue, was packed. So a lot of people just sat the whole day to listen, to look at.
Oh.
So it was the spreading words by words through people by people, kind of the fire spreading these words. At the last day, they arrested hundreds of people from the Thanjat groups.
Thousands of students who only weeks ago were demonstrating peacefully have now fled to the rebel-held areas to train for an armed rebellion.
We want democracy. We asked them, but they didn't give us. We come here to ask for democracy with arms. If we fight them, then we'll get democracy.
Why is an armed struggle necessary now?
Because we have tried various means as possible, peaceful strike, demonstration, boycott, but we can't achieve.
Student leader Win Mo says it seems a student rebellion cannot be avoided.
So what if this year Thanjat groups will be very successful like 1989? The government will outlaw the Thanjat next year?
We're not sure, but it sounds like it won't happen because, you know, the era has been changed. The technology, it will be online. It will be on YouTube. So they couldn't stop that kind.
Give a girl time, give a girl time, world. Give a girl time, give time for the girl. Give a girl, give a girl. I'm just a girl in the world. I'm just a regular, irregular girl. I'm a girl from the land of Myanmar. I try to sing loud so my voice reach far. Myanmar girls, like any other girls in the world.
So if you were us, how will you conclude your Thanjat?
For me, I'm not only saying what we are going to do, you can also say what you expect them to do, how they should contribute. Maybe not only you, but also they could do their own Thanjat in the later future.
Actually, I'm really proud to speak with you, such kind of wonderful woman like you and Do Aung San Suu Kyi and other women's leaders. I really want to be like you one day.
Oh, thank you. Welcome. And I also say I really want young generation to become not like me,
mm-hmm.
but like yours.
Yes.
I just wish everyone to become as they are.
Yes.
That's very important.
Yes.
You better keep your own identity,
mm-mm.
not similar to anyone else.
Yes, I want to be me.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much for your advice about Danjet.
Welcome.
I'm Francesca Panetta with New Year New Burma for BBC World Service, visiting Burma during their New Year's Water Festival. As the Burmese wash away their mistakes of the previous year, student Ain't Theory Thu is heading out to perform on stages across the city, poking fun at the mistakes of the past and hoping for a brighter future. But will the former government, not used to admitting mistakes, listen to the voice of the people?
Therefore, a detonate.
We are now in Binjiang. We are now going to the 88 generation office to see the Danjet.
Today is Theory's big day.
You know, they are like a hero in our country, so I'm really proud to be with them.
Theory heads to 88 generation's headquarters to meet the crew.
Peace and Open Society Organization. This is their address. They are writing the address on their fence. And you can see the graffiti here on the wall. It's like freedom fighter or la la la, all these things. I think these are the students. Students made all these things. Yes.
Inside, it's quiet.
Theory, shh.
These are the students who were performed. Now they are sleeping and they are taking a nap. This is the break time. Using Facebook and Gmail, and they're using computer, taking rest, and they're playing a song. Hi. You know, they're all together, that 13 girls who were performed, who were dance. They were dance the candlelight dancing.
The singers jump into the truck. A truck open to the air. From Tanjat stages erected along the streets of Yangon, they'll perform.
Everyone seems to be happy on the street. They are shouting and everyone on the street are playing water. And now I can hear. If we are thrown by the water, we are wet now. They are making jokes about us because we are wet and they are not wet. Song for the students. We united students. This is a time to fight for the freedom. We have to write our history by ourselves. We will fight for the peace and the freedom.
There's still time. Your voices will be heard.
The Tanjat group reached their stage. They jump out, set up.
Thank you. They are about to sing the song, the opening song, written by Mingguo Nai. They are talking about this generation. We will tell the truth, and we were trying to maintain the student history.
It's Mingguo Nai.
Mingguo Nai.
Nine.
Is the leader of 88 generation students. He was a very famous leader during 1988. He had been jailed for over 20 years, majority of them in solitary confinement. And I would say that he is the second most famous politician in the country after Aung San Suu Kyi.
He's a reluctant leader, but he loves his people.
He is very brave and very loyal to Burmese people. I think one day he will become our leader.
I mean, his primary love is art and literature. But now, currently, he has this baggage as a leader of the 88 generation, as a leader of the student-led movement. But when he can shed that baggage, then he would go back to his first love, which is art and literature.
But art and politics, that's Tanja to a T.
This is Lincoln Ayan, who is the student leader of the 88 Generation Group, and he wrote this script for Tanjat, and he is behind this.
And Minkanai, his work's clever. His Tanjat is about electricity. Simple candles tell his story.
Look at the girl I'm dancing with the candle. It shows that it is about the electricity. We don't have electricity in the gantry, so they make a joke about this in the song. So the girls will dance with the candlelight.
Thierry marches up to her great leader.
Can you say some words?
This is our tradition. The voice of the people. They shout it and shout it again. Their desire.
Thierry, what about asking him if your voices will be heard?
What impact do you hope from this, Tanjat?
What will the impact be, she demands? Will our Tanjat make any difference?
All of our Tanjat.
But Minkanai has no doubt.
Record by the intelligence.
These Tanjats are recorded by the intelligence, he says. The government will listen to your words.
People's voice and student voice.
The student's voice will be heard.
But 25 years of military dictatorship and they could return so easily.
They want to listen.
The Jame.
Listen.
Listen.
Yes, the government will listen. And the government can actually correct those hardships.
Listen.
Your Tanjat will be recorded by the intelligence.
Listen.
There are spooks everywhere. It may be in the plain clothes, you know. And they will have a recorder. They will be recording everything.
Listen.
The students' voice will be heard. Thank you.
Make your voices loud.
The history of the student will always survive. It will never stop. It's like a stream. It will go farther and farther. It will never dry. The door, the golden door, will be open in the new year.
The last time when they sing the song of the marching sound of the students, they sung with force. I can't express my feeling. My heart is beating. Boom, boom, boom.
So many years to close the doors. Just open the door this year.
The Tanjat performance is broken up. Confusion. A scramble, a fight. Minkanai tells the kids to pack up. Leave the stage, get back into the truck.
I don't know what happened, there was a blobbins happening there.
Main thing is that people are not really sure yet the country will be really not going back to the previous system, because there's still some, you know, previous dictators or the military still could do anything they like.
But there are more mandats, stages to visit. There's still the whole night to fill with your words. You'll sing till you're hoarse and exhausted from dancing.
This year, this Tanjat is an incredible moment for me in my life.
because I met hero of the country, Mingo Nai, Matida, and some other students' leaders. I learned from Matida and Mingo Nai that they have hope for the new generation. They have so many expectations for us, so we need to carry this responsibility to the new year.
My 4 days with you in Burma are now ended. Tomorrow the peace will arrive. You'll visit your family, set birds and fish free, and go to the pagoda to pray.
But for Tejamin, he's already decided. And perhaps you two already have guessed your fate.
Tejamin is living, going back to his heaven. So at that time, he got all the records what we did. We never sure what he record to us, but we knew what we had done.
My books now are heavy with names and your actions. There's no turning back on that year. For now, live in the moment and be well spoken. Be gentle, but without too much pride.
I promise myself that next year I will be the better person than this year. I will get rid of hatred and irresponsibility. I will wash away the jealousy, and I will wash away my irresponsibility, and I will wash away my immaturity. That's the aim, at least.
New Year, New Burma was written and produced by Sherry DeLise and Francesca Panetta, with technical production by Timothy Nicastri.
Document.